The outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza that found its way across the U.S. in late 2014 and well into the late spring of 2015, well, it was
the largest animal disease outbreak we've ever had in the United States.
With over 49 million birds, primarily from commercial poultry flocks, lost or destroyed, according to David Suarez of the Agriculture Department's Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Georgia. His lab went to work immediately once high-path AI was discovered.
When we first detected the virus in December 2014, we started on the process of making an influenza vaccine for that particular strain.
Among the challenges in developing an HPAI vaccine in quick fashion,
because it was a highly pathogenic avian influenza strain, it makes it much more difficult to produce a vaccine because basically our commercial vaccine companies in the United States don't have the biosecurity laboratory system to work with those viruses safely. University laboratories only have lower levels of biosafety in their laboratories and couldn't safely handle and work with these viruses. So there's not very many places that have that ability.
So the Southeast Poultry Research Lab became the site for vaccine testing and development, a process that Suarez explains.
We took that high-path AI virus and actually converted it, made it into a low-path avian influenza strain using the technique called reverse genetics. And then we went further and showed that the vaccine strain that we produced was safe, and we have to go through several regulatory steps to prove that that virus is safe and then can be handled safely at a biosafety level 2 laboratory.
This was followed by testing of the vaccine on the birds in the lab, which produced the desired result, an effective HPAI vaccine. The Southeast Poultry Lab worked with a commercial partner to license the vaccine for use. Then,
the U.S. veterinary stockpile, which is part of the U.S. government that tries to prepare for these types of outbreaks, bought 68 million doses of this vaccine in preparation that this virus did come back, that, again, we had enough vaccine available that we could use that as a control tool if we wanted to use that.
Total time from start to stockpile, less than 6 months, according to Suarez. He says in between, many partners, such as USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and land-grant university researchers, were also involved in the R&D of this new vaccine. Suarez adds that in this particular instance, government-funded research like that done at the Southeast Poultry Research Lab are not just important, but in some instances, crucial.
We have the biosafety level 3 biosafety laboratory in animal rooms that allow us to work with these viruses safely. We have the flexibility at our laboratory to redirect some of the resources to work on the outbreak virus, which allowed us to immediately start doing work. And I think that was a very important aspect of having a government lab with this expertise, is that we can respond very quickly to emerging outbreaks like highly pathogenic avian influenza.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.